broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bo and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Without further ado, is that what it says?
It's ado, further ado.
Without further ado, I said do-do. Without further ado, I can't hear Fee.
I'm on.
Can't hear him.
Well, it's, okay.
I'm on our own. There's some pipes.
I'm back, baby.
Yep. Golden pipes.
Sorry.
Yes, sir. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee, Wednesday night, 8:04. Not bad.
I screwed up on the timing of the OHSAA.
We got to give a shout out, Jordan Stogler.
Jordan.
Okay.
He's up there. He's working on the old ticker up there at
Cleveland Clinic.
Yep. Yep. Been up there since the last week, Thursday, I think.
Yeah.
Hopefully they got everything.
Get him dialed in.
Getting him dialed in, and hopefully he get home here this weekend. And
that's right.
And get feeling
right
better,
place.
Buddy. And if you're listening to us, nothing but thoughts and prayers, my
good
man.
Absolutely, buddy. We're thinking about you.
He sends a picture yesterday. I said, "How's Jordan doing?" And he sends a picture thanking everybody for all the thoughts and prayers and cards and everything.
Jordan did?
Yep. Yeah.
And good.
And since he's in his robe. He's in his, what do you call them thing? Gown?
Yeah.
He's got his butt hanging out.
He's got it open up so you can see his butt.
I want to thank everybody. What an idiot. Damn, I laughed.
He didn't say pucker up and kiss it, did he?
No. He writes a real nice thing. I just want to thank everybody for Karen.
She's tearing his butt hanging out.
That was a funny picture.
That's the kind of really fun humor that goes on when they're doing their football practice squad show.
I like listening to them guys. They do a really good job.
They are good.
They do a really good job.
Yeah, they're funny.
So last Wednesday, we're sitting here, and we're all fired up.
Yes, sir.
Here we go. Let's go.
Indians.
Here we go.
3-0. We're going to the regionals and our districts in the regionals. 24 hours later. Good night, Gracie.
Well, we're going to talk about the boys and girls and the games that they played what went wrong, what went right. We're going to talk about the season as a whole. We're going to give our grade cards.
Yep, get the grade cards.
And we're going to talk about the. But first thing we're going to do is we're going to talk about the girl side of things.
All right.
We're going to talk about the Indians and we're going to break down
the lady
coach squad. Holly Gann and the Lady Indians. And we're going to take a break. We're going to pay some bills. Come right back, breaking down Indian basketball.
Wayne Street Market has some great deals for you throughout their store through March 5th. There are many great values up and down their aisles, including their beautifully trimmed T-bone steaks for just $4.99 a pound. And they always have their hot and ready-to-go meal specials every weekday, and all of them include your choice of two of their many side dishes. On Monday, get their meatloaf dinner for $6. On Tuesday, it's Tenderloin Tuesday with their giant tenderloin sandwich for $4.50 or $6 with two sides. Wing Wednesday features 50-cent wings or the 8-piece dinner with two sides for $6. They also have a special treat on Thursdays, freshly smoked barbecue baby back ribs with two sides for $8. On Fridays during Lent, they'll be frying their famous freshly fried fish all day, and it'll be available by the pound or in dinners. Their fish and shrimp dinners all come with JoJo fries and coleslaw, and the 2-piece fish dinners are $5.99, and their 3-piece fish dinners and butterfly shrimp dinners are just $6.99. And you can also buy their fish or butterfly shrimp for $7.99 a pound. Great values throughout the store, plus great meals for people in a hurry. Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that gives you more.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4848.
It's Lent and it's time for fish, and Brick Street Tavern has several great seafood choices. We have three great Friday night supper specials. There's our all-you-can-eat breaded pollock for only $8.95, salt egg jumbo shrimp for $10.95, or a baked cod dinner for only $10.95. All specials come with our large salad bar and your choice of potato. And we have two Friday lunch specials, a two-piece breaded pollock dinner with fries and slaw for only $5.25, and our endless soup and salad bar for only $5.95. So for a change of pace and a great meal where you don't have to stand in line to eat, stop in to Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery every Friday during Lent for one of our great specials.
Here's a friendly reminder from your friends at Fort Recovery Radio. Daylight saving time begins this weekend. In the spring, we set our clocks ahead an hour, so this Sunday at 2 a.m., you would turn your clock ahead to 3 a.m. Again, daylight saving time begins this coming weekend. Sunday morning at 2 a.m., it will become 3 a.m. Just a friendly reminder from your friends at Fort Recovery Radio, nonstop Fort Recovery.
Weather may be less than ideal for camping currently, but come August, it will be plenty warm. And if you're wanting to camp at the second annual Win on the Wabash Raffle in downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio on August 28th and 29th, you'll need to make your reservations now. Campsites go for sale through our website, wowraffle.com, beginning February 1st. Primitive camping sites will sell for $25 each this year, and just a limited number of these sites are available. So make your plans now to attend the event of the year, the 2020 Win on the Wabash Raffle, by making your camping reservations now through our website, wowraffle.com.
You're on.
We're on.
We're on. What are you doing over there?
Neil is standing on his head right now.
To the girls' games, and I'm trying to do it, but I'm out of paper.
We're out of paper?
And trying to get this new...
You about killed our eardrums when you slammed your headphones
smashed
down there.
Smashed your headphone down there. About killed us.
About knocked us out.
Oh.
Can't hardly hear.
I didn't slam it, it fell off.
Hey, this is the anniversary.
Mm-hmm. Anniversary, all right.
1 year ago today, I made fun of you for your explaining of the daylight savings time on your commercial. Remember that? You said it was like a 20-minute episode about how you're supposed to turn your clocks.
Yeah.
I made fun of you.
Yeah.
Wasn't happy.
It worked, right?
Yeah, but I mean, you get a little winded, is what I guess what I'm saying.
Winded?
You were winded.
Winded or windy? I wasn't winded.
You were windy.
A little talker?
Windy.
Hey. Don't be a hero.
Hey, seriously.
No, that's Billy. Don't be a hero.
Oh. Thought it was windy.
Wasn't it? No. How about fish? Where'd you eat fish at last Friday? Where'd you go?
Last Friday.
I went to ball game.
Ball game. I ate a McDonald's in Coldwater.
Fish sandwich.
On the way to the game, yep.
We went to... We stopped at... Oh, I got to tell you. So after the game Friday night, we go to B-Dubs.
Yep.
Your daughter's in there. And,
yep.
And it was me and Josie and Jody and...
Digger must have been in there, too.
And the referees.
And the referees.
Trout and sitting there got absolute smashed.
Smashed? Yeah.
Fireballing wide open.
I love it.
Yeah. It was fun. It was, you know, we just kind of sat there and we had a good time. Digger's a classic.
Neil, you did all this.
Well, even got the
record. That I had that for the girls' games. So that only goes to the end of January.
But so. That's all right. That's plus. That's good.
I did that.
That's perfect.
Write that stuff up for the broadcasters every game.
You do?
I did. But it's a lot of work to do it for both teams. And they talk about it for about 5 or 10 seconds, or they...
A lot of work. He just meant right then. It can't be that much work.
Well, for once you get it started for Fort Recovery, it's not bad. But we were playing Franklin Monroe.
You're
and
doing
had to
all
look
theirs.
At every one of their games. And
well, that would take time.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Take time to make time.
Make time to be there.
Indians opened up on November the 22nd at Crestview Game. Me
Crestview
and you went to
Nights. Feet. Yes, we did.
Me and you and Dave Kapp, we're going to talk about the games. We're going to talk about where we ate.
Our trips. Okay.
How drunk we got.
Yes.
You guys did.
Yes.
Yeah, you probably didn't.
I should get paid mileage.
You should.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have any problem with that.
Thank you, bud. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Indians win it. 56-39.
I hope you meant Cooper's paying you
yeah,
mileage.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
The Indians girls team finished the regular season at, I'm going to go 17-5, 16-6. What is it?
Well, they had 22 regular and and two tournament games.
Right.
So it'd be 24.
Finish, I think they finished the season 18-6.
Probably. 18-6. That's at least close.
That's 24. That sounds pretty good.
I'd say that's exactly right, but it's at least close within.
Yep. If somebody tells you 18-6 get beat district, you in or out?
I'm in. Win the MAC. I'm in.
Yep.
Definitely in.
A little disappointed in that. I guess when you have that good a record and you go in, you're expecting big things. And
yeah.
Unfortunately, it didn't happen.
You know, that last game, and not to take anything away from New Knoxville, but probably beating them as bad as we did during the season didn't help us.
Yeah.
And the Gable girl was really good.
Yeah. And was she out?
Well, I think she played, but she, and I don't know that for a fact, but I think that they were a little bit better than what we had thought. I think that,
well, they shot lights out too. And they handled our pressure.
Donnie Workman wants a shot clock, boys.
Shot clock him up?
Yeah, he's fired up. Donnie's fired up.
Give him heck, Donnie. I like it.
We're going to talk about that shot clock here as soon as we break down the girls' game, Donnie. Yeah. So the girls go to, we play in a Walpock against a good New Knoxville team, a very well-coached team.
Yep. Yes.
Yes.
I
didn't want to play them.
You didn't want them?
No, there's way too much of a wild card there. They can be as good as they were that night.
Yeah.
And I just didn't want to deal with that.
You know, one of our greatest listeners is Kathy and Chuck Etzler.
Yep.
And I got to give their daughter kudos, their granddaughter. Yep. She had a hell of a game.
She did play well.
Yes.
She really did.
She was
did.
Another one that handled the pressure.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Pressure. That's what, I mean, we feed off of that.
Yeah. I knew she had done pretty decent against us in the regular season, but she didn't start. I thought, what's going on there? Is she hurt or what? You know, but it wasn't 2 minutes into the game she was in and playing.
Yeah,
that whole time.
Yeah.
So.
And they hit 7 3-pointers.
Ooh, that's a lot of threes.
Oh, come on! Seven threes.
Come on, we'll give you three.
Four. We'll give you five.
We'll give you five. That's it.
Don't make seven.
Seven. Come on.
Well, why didn't we stop them then? Why didn't we stop them at four?
And then that girl, you know, if you look back at that game, and Val was in foul trouble the first half, didn't score the first half.
Yeah.
Second half, you know, it's typical Val. You know, she's getting rebounds and working her butt off, and she hit a three that put us up one with about, what, 30 seconds left, 25 seconds left?
Feeling good.
That was a 30-footer.
Feeling good.
And I'm like, God love her for taking that shot.
Yep.
That's what I loved about her.
Oh, yeah.
She didn't care.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, she was as confident of that shot as she is as a leg foot jumper she makes all the time. She just, I'm open. Throw it up. I know that.
She drilled that, and I'm thinking, we're going to win this game.
I thought we had them. I did, dude. I'm feeling good.
And they come down. You knew they were going to get a good look.
Yeah.
First of all, the Jurassic girl inside was a good post player.
Yeah.
And when she had Whit Bramwell on her, Whit
wasn't sure how to stop her.
Exactly. And I think with
Apache had just enough height.
Helped. Yeah.
That helped, I think. You know, with her, you had to shoot over her. It was a little tougher than it was over Whit.
Yeah.
And that girl.
But Jurassic girl made some nice turnaround.
Oh,
gosh. Dang it.
Yeah. I tell you what, Whit needs to do that.
Well, she.
I mean, the sky's the limit. If she learns how to do some moves that that girl does,
offensively, she can stop her.
Yeah, next year she could really.
When she gets a rebound, when Whit Bramwell gets a rebound, it's she's got the rebound.
Right, ain't nobody taking away from her.
No, she is. And I, you know, the thing is, you don't know how much ball she's going to play. She's going to play a lot of volleyball.
I guarantee.
Hey, hats off to her. She's one terrific volleyball player.
Yeah, they're really good volleyball.
You know, and same with Paige Forkamp. And you look at that team next year, and you got Vonnie will play a lot.
We've got good nucleus.
Kiki will play a bunch. Kiki,
he's really good.
She's really good. I mean,
she handles the ball really well.
She is. And I'm going to throw this out there. She could be all state next year.
Yeah.
I mean, she's that good.
She's got that chance. You know? Yeah.
And I think she should be, assuming she even improves a little bit.
Yeah.
But she'll be.
And I feel like she's going to, next year being a senior, she's going to realize that I got to carry a little load here.
Yeah.
You know, and get some offense. And she's going to take them shots, them pull-up shots, and she's really good at them.
Yeah, and I actually think some on the New Knoxville game, she got into that mode a little bit of, I got to do this. Because she buried a three there at the top of the key. After she missed her free throws.
Yeah.
Free throw things, I am not worried about. She's a good free throw shooter.
She'll work that out.
Got in her head a little bit.
Yeah, worked that out.
I mean, Kiki, God love you. I don't care about your free throw shooter.
We ain't worried about it.
As a game, she played, I thought she played great.
Yeah.
You know, I just did. I just thought she played a great game.
And I think, like, when we really played good, she was really good.
Yeah.
And you could say she was the one that got us going and that was big when she played well.
When you have a point guard of that caliber, you can compete with anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the way it is. And if you look at our boys' team, Derek Jeudy was a terrific basketball player last 10 games season.
Oh, yes. His game elevated wide open toward the end.
Yeah. When you have point guards like that, you're going to compete.
Oh, they can make things happen.
Yeah, that's such an integral part of being a good basketball team.
But both teams... We got to shoot. We got to be confident.
Yeah, I mean, I guarantee you when Coach Gann fills out her summary or her work for next year, these kids, shoot. Paige Voorkamp has the potential to be so good.
Stand out there and just drain through.
But she's going to play volleyball till her... Yeah. I mean, she is going to play volleyball. She's a terrific volleyball
Enough
player.
When you can't hardly blame them.
Yeah. I know, and you know that Vonnie, and you know that Kiki is going to live and die with that basketball. We got to get Kiki healthy. I know she's got some stuff going on.
Yeah,
and Vonnie, I would like to see Vonnie get a little better stroke too. I mean, she's a good shooter. She's not a great shooter.
Yeah,
she has to get to that cedar. You talk about being a senior fee, and you talk about you know getting to that leadership point where she's got to get there too.
Yeah,
she had too many games where she's too good of a player to do it.
She kind of got lost out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
She kind of got lost out there a few games. I agree with you 100%, Bobby. That's because she's too good.
Oh, she's
I mean, when she's
right-handed, left-handed.
She would take it to the hole and make things happen, but
yeah, she had some unbelievable basketball
games. Yeah,
she really did.
Great games this year.
You know, you think about what we got coming back when you have those four, okay, and then you got Brenna is five. You got Hope Wendell.
Yeah.
You got Googsy's daughter.
Yep.
Yeah. And then you got some of the cast of that JV team. You know, there's some kids there, and then they didn't win a lot of
girl.
Games.
I mean, there's a groovy girl can
absolutely
go out and shoot all summer. I mean, to me, if I'm a girl on that team, I'm looking at, okay, if I can shoot, I can play.
Bingo.
I definitely can play. I just got to learn how to shoot.
If I'm a girl in Fort Kerr's basketball program and I'm a freshman and I see that varsity team and the missing link is somebody who can stick that ball in the hole.
Absolutely.
Girls, I'm telling you, shoot the basketball.
There's spots there. It can happen.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have to make your own shot, too, because you can be really good at standing there when nobody's on you. But that's not going to happen very often during the game.
We'll be good next year. Our girls' team will be really good.
I think so, too. I got a chance.
I agree with you. And Coach Gann, God love her. I'll tell you what, you know, she's not going to X and O. She's not going to out X and O.
Not yet.
No.
Not yet. I mean,
but her stuff you gotta learn. Kids will play so hard for her.
She'll challenge anybody to see if her kids play harder than ours do. Because ours play pretty hard.
I mean, they just love her. They absolutely love her.
And it's not hard to tell that she loves them.
And
every time you talk to her post-game or we did some pre-game interviews, she loves those kids.
Yeah, I know.
She just thinks the world of
them. She needs... She needs to stay the course. She needs to be our head coach for years and years
down there.
It's not about it.
Get down there in the young program.
Yeah, that's right.
Get down here and spread your knowledge, man.
Yeah, because they'll love her. Everybody loves her. Her personality is effective.
Yep.
It's just
we can't have was it a sixth grade class and didn't have any girls.
Yeah,
I mean you got to go to that class and you got to go talk to them and you got to say, let's work a little bit. Let's have some fun.
We can teach you how to do this. We're going to have fun. And we can teach you how to have fun doing this.
Yeah.
And she could do that.
Yeah, I just like her. I just think and I've always loved Holly. So.
Yeah, Holly's awesome.
You know, and that was, she took over a situation where you know, she took over for Coach Patch on a deal where me and Yuffie, we love Patch.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Good coach. But I'm not dumb enough to think that what happened wasn't a good thing for them girls.
Yeah.
Because they played so freaking hard this year. And they should be so proud of what they accomplished.
Yeah. I mean, they
won the MAC title.
Yeah. That's something I'm telling you, you walk in that gym and you look up and you see Mac Champs, you know, and your year's there. That's yeah, one.
That's right.
You walk in here 20 years later with your kids and you get to point it up there and say, that's
I was on that team.
That was mom was on that
yeah,
team, you know.
That's right.
I tell you what, there's two pictures out there with the baseball team.
Here we go again, bragging about
baseball. They got a big fat coach on there. And
who's the big fat coach?
He's as proud as ever, Peacock, yeah, being out there. Yeah. And I got a daughter that's got her picture up on there, and I got a son that was a MAC champ, too, yeah, and proud of every one of them. And
absolutely.
It's something to be proud of, to win that stuff.
It is. And Fee, we say goodbye, and we had them up here last Wednesday, the mm-hmm, four seniors.
Four good ones.
And you know, I, you know, we talk about Val all the time about how good she is, and good luck at Finley University.
Yep,
Val.
Absolutely.
And she'll do great up there because she's just athletic.
Yeah.
I mean, she gets a rebound and she can take off the dribble at 6 foot tall
and go fast
through her legs, behind her back, and pull up and bury a three. And I'm telling you, college coaches, they will love that.
Oh, yeah, they'll work with that. They'll make her better and better.
That's right.
And she'll do great up there.
I agree. And Macy Day, who just is an awesome kid, she's going to play
awesome
softball
kid
in college. And
yeah,
and I look for her to have a big softball season
this
year.
Big year this year. I see her out there working hard.
By the way, we are going to see if we can't get someone to announce the softball games.
Yeah,
and we will.
Sounds like
we will.
Napa Kimby to me.
He has talked about that.
Napa Kimby's on the radio.
Absolutely.
And so we would record those games because they're almost always played the same time as the boys.
Yeah.
And when the boys aren't playing, and the girls are, which is probably once or twice,
yeah,
then we'll broadcast those games. But we want to do that. We record as many games as we can. We won't necessarily be able to do them all
live,
we want to, but we'll try to record all of them, as many as we can, and those will be in the archives.
Yeah. Good. So then breaking down the rest of the seniors, and then you got Brooke Colley and Phoebe.
Yep.
We sit here, and Brooke is just she's just awesome.
She is a defender. Yeah,
she is.
She can play. She goes after it,
and not just awesome on the basketball floor, but she's just a great kid.
She's a fun kid.
Out there smiling.
Yeah.
And
that's what you look for.
Yeah, that's right. And then the last but not least, Leisha's Livy Patch, and
she
means a lot to her, us, Fee. And,
absolutely.
And she'll do great at Hillsdale. And,
yeah. I mean, I think they'll work with her. And I'm sure they'll redshirt her probably, and they'll do some strength programming. And you know, I think that's the biggest thing that Liv miss is just the strength. You know, and I think that's coming. I mean, she'll get stronger, and she'll be really good.
Well,
she really has good moves.
Well, if you look at the last 6 to 8 games of our season, she was a good basketball
player. She was a very good basketball player.
I mean, she played great at Lima Bath, and I thought she played really good.
Marion Lovell game, she was phenomenal.
Yeah, and I mean, she's a great shooter. She's 6'2".
Yeah.
And I think she's just now coming into her own.
I think, too. I think
It was the last game, maybe second last game. I believe it was the last game. She made a move, a little bit of a juke to one side and went the other way.
Her dad's you can tell.
Yeah.
She knows what up and under is. She knows what.
Yeah, her dad's an idiot.
Yeah.
A little bit. That's a problem. But,
really?
Well, I mean, a moron.
But mom overrules that, does she?
Her mom is awesome.
Mom's awesome.
Yes. Yeah.
That's right.
I'm kind of a fan of both of them. But
Well, you're not very smart, though.
Well, that's okay. Maybe.
Patch is coaching baseball.
He is.
Does he know anything?
He is really good.
No.
Yeah. Unbelievable. He's good.
He knows what he's doing?
Yeah, very good.
You're going to make him coach first base so you don't get blamed for everything?
Yes.
He will get it.
Somebody else gets it.
You can't have that big ogre down there at first base.
He'll get killed down there.
He will get a rocket. We are going to have a fun baseball season.
All baseball season is going to be a blast.
Absolutely.
I don't know who will win, but we're going to have a lot of fun.
Sophie, in closing, first-year coach Holly Gann. She's getting an A for me.
I got to give her an A, too.
I'm A-ing the hell out of that.
That's a pretty good year.
And for the whole girls program and a whole, they're getting an A for me, too.
I thought it was a pretty good performance.
Sucked losing that district. Yeah. If we'd got the district final, I don't know if we could have beat Minster again or not.
Yeah, I don't know.
It'd have been fun to play them.
It'd have been fun to try.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it would have been fun to try.
Yeah, it would have been.
Knoxville gave them a good game.
They did.
I mean, Yeah.
Who
knows?
You don't know. So let's take a break. We're going to break down the boys side of things right after this.
Sport. Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. In February, everyone's thoughts turn to Valentine's Day and those we love. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'd like to think of the people you love all month long and remember the importance of protecting the people you love from the risks they faced. Join us inside the fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance and Ohio Mutual Insurance Group protect your home, auto, farm, business, and more. We'd love to help you where we have something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Calling all volleyball players, there's going to be an alumni volleyball tournament on Saturday, May 2nd. It's for guys, too, but you'll need to have at least three ladies on the court at all times, and they'll use a 7-foot-6-inch net. If you want to get your team in, contact volleyball coach Chelsea Colleague by April 18th at colleagueCH@FortRecoveryschools.org. Your team should consist of past players from your graduating class, and spouses and any Fort Recovery residents are also welcome to play, and you can combine years if you need more players. The entry fee is $10 per player, and all proceeds will benefit the Fort Recovery volleyball program. This should be a lot of fun, and spectators are welcome to come and watch and cheer on their favorite team. The second annual alumni volleyball tournament on Saturday, May 2nd. Be sure to sign up by April 18th at colleagueCH@FortRecoveryschools.org.
We're back here. Sports Talk.
UD, 9 o'clock tonight. UD, I'm fired up.
We're listening to that, baby.
That's,
we're going to be home watching.
Rhode Island.
Yep.
Yes. Rhode Island's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're,
8 losses.
And they're playing at Rhode Island. Is that right?
At Rhode Island.
Ooh, that'll be a toughie. Although they've been pulling off them.
Providence.
Probably.
Tough road wins.
Capital of Rhode Island, but yeah.
You know, Rhode Island's got Providence and Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
Rhode Island's not very big.
No.
Little guy.
No, it's...
size
it's
of
like,
Portland.
It's a little state. It's the whole state's about the size of Mercer, Dark, and Auglaize County, I think.
It ain't very big.
No. No, it's not.
You have two universities.
Yeah.
Division One.
Two yep. big ones.
Yep. You ever been to Rhode Island?
Nope.
Me neither. You ever been to the East Coast?
Nope.
I've been on the East Coast, but not Rhode
Philadelphia.
Island.
Philadelphia. Made it there once. Seen the Liberty.
Philadelphia, Atlanta, LA. I went to Salisbury, Maryland once to... pick up a
Salisbury steak.
No, I took a motor out there for Purdue Farms.
Nice,
yeah, it was a nice trip. Went married by Annapolis.
We went to my dad drove. Mm-hmm. We were going to go to New York.
Okay, I like it.
So, dad,
you're a little fart.
Where are you? Oh, yeah, I was little. Me and Barbie and mom and dad.
Yep.
So, dad's going to stop. You know, pretty good ways, and then we're going to take some tour or something.
Nice.
Goes, good thinking.
Yep.
So daddy was like, well, we get a little closer to this. So we went a little bit farther. We get a little closer to this. And the next thing, we're 14 rows deep in traffic, and we drive right by New York.
Really?
Yeah. Ended up staying in New Jersey somewhere, and then went to Philadelphia the next day.
Said, we're
dad
out.
Said, I ain't going to this stuff. I'm out.
I've never been to New York City.
I ain't either.
I don't have much of a desire to.
I've been there a couple of times, and it's neat, but I'd never want to drive there.
I wouldn't either.
Yeah. You know,
so that was just cool. Everybody told me, well, you got to stop on the outskirts and then take a tour in, and so they'll take you everything out.
No. Pappy kept going.
We got a little too close, Dad. Whoops.
Yeah, the there's just lots of stuff, but the traffic is just unreal. The semi drivers that I know of only will drive in New York City
at night,
because then you can actually sort of deal with the traffic.
Yeah. Right.
It isn't good, but it's, you know, you have to be real careful.
Yeah. We're going to talk Indian boys basketball. Coach Jim Melton, first-year coach for the Indians. And Phoebe, we start out the season. You know, it's kind of a neat start to the season. We have one scrimmage.
Yep.
We start out with Versailles. And a game that we lost, and they're, you know, they turn out they lose one game too.
Yeah, they only won one game in the back.
And the Indians finish the season out 16-6.
Mm-hmm.
We get the number one seed in the tournament. Play the Marion Local Flyers. I remember sitting here, and I just remember, just like me and you, walking out of that gym saying, "There's no way that Marion team could beat us."
Oh, I know. I didn't think either.
No, just, it couldn't.
Didn't seem like a very good Marion team.
If Marion Local, in my opinion, Marion Local has one kid that could start on our basketball team.
Yeah. The Ain't Kid.
The Ain't Kid's the only kid that starts.
Yeah.
You know? But they was able to do what Marion does. They play great defense.
Yeah.
They did exactly what Coach Gutterman always does. They keep him in the game, have a chance to win it, and they hit some huge threes. We're up nine. In the third quarter thinking this game is over.
Man, when we came out.
They can't score.
Well, we scored.
We did exactly what we wanted
to
do.
We're up one.
Come out at halftime and just get a big lead. And
we scored eight straight on them. We scored eight straight on them, and then
three threes.
We missed a shot, and they scored 11-19.
We were ahead.
Yeah,
27-18.
Then three straight threes.
Yep. Three, and a two.
They were right back
in slightly over a minute.
Yeah. And then we were in state of shock.
Yep.
It was. It was like we were okay. Now we're rolling. We got her.
It was one of those streak things again. You know, we've done that a bunch of times. We scored eight straight on them after being up one. They turned around and scored 11 straight on us.
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
We didn't have a good possession. And then they came down and hit a three that was, I think the first one was a little long, and we weren't really expecting the kid to shoot if one of them was that way. And then we came down and kind of did something goofy, and I don't remember what happened. They came back and drilled another three, and then all of a sudden we're panicking.
It seemed to me like our offense, our game plan was to pound it down to Benny, and he did look good a couple few times. But the kid that for them, he was just strong enough that he could stay with Benny a little bit, and then they double teamed a little bit, and Benny didn't get a lot of calls, which he never does.
No, that's right. You know, we're up three. They are in serious foul trouble. We're in a 1-1.
Yeah,
there's like 5 minutes to go. I'm attacking. I am attacking. I'm shooting free throws. They're going to hack the crap out of us.
Yeah.
Didn't play out that way. We pulled it out a little bit, ran some clock. It's not like we pulled it out to stall. We attacked.
No.
I think Grant missed a little 10-footer floater there.
Yeah, he came in.
Got a good look.
Yep, that always goes in.
Yeah, and Benny had one, and he got underneath there. So it's not like we pulled it out to we pulled it out to spread the floor to get it, you know.
Right.
So
hopefully they foul.
Yeah.
But
it was just a tough loss. I mean, it was just
brutal.
It was a terrible loss.
You look at the two teams that are in the finals, and you think, ugh.
Oh,
we're better than both of them. We could be playing there. But
I could not listen to those games Tuesday night because I was so... And could you imagine how the kids and Coach Melton and the staff feeling listening to that thinking...
That's us.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
We shouldn't be listening on the radio.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's hard to...
And I do remember, you know, Trout's been around a long time. I'm thinking he's in his 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I remember when he went by one time, you were talking about Ben and getting beat on a bunch. I yelled at him. I said, just because he's not bleeding didn't mean they didn't foul him.
we can't blame the refs on that.
No, but they
were. We got a couple calls, I thought.
Yeah, and there was.
Well, they were calling them because, like I said, it was 7-1.
Yeah.
Pretty quick. But.
Yeah, but it didn't go the right way.
No, it was a heartbreaker. I felt bad for the kids.
Yep. and Grant, because that shot that he made, that he took at the end, that was in, man. It looked in all the way. That's his shot.
Yeah.
That's the perfect shot for him. We would have thrown that ball around as long as we needed to get that shot if we could. And he got it very easily. It's his perfect shot, and it just didn't go in. Oh.
Yeah, you know, you look at that season, 16-7.
Again,
coming off 12-10 last year, something like that, about 500 last year, I don't know. I mean, it hurts right now.
It does.
So when you look back, you know, we did some things defensively. We were so much better than we were the year before.
Absolutely, no doubt.
I mean,
definitely give Milton that. Our defense did step up quite a bit.
Yeah, they played hard. Sometimes I wonder, you know, you listen to, you know, we hear both sides. You know, we sit there at scores table. We bleed purple and white, Fee. We you know, but we hear the other side. You know, kids are burnt out and you know, that stuff. And you know, when you look back and you look at that season, you look how we finished up. You know, the Bremen loss was a terrible loss.
Tough loss. It was the next day. We had two head back-to-backers there. Fort Laramie.
Yep. You know, a game that we played well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we were behind once in the third or fourth quarter, and we were ahead the rest of the time till 10 seconds to go.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they make a fluke. I mean, the kid misses it. They tap it out, and dude hits a three, and we go home losers. But we had a nice weekend to finish off. We beat South Adams up there. We put it to Van Buren. We go into that game Tuesday night thinking, bring it on.
I feel good, I think, yeah.
But when you have... Marion local.
Yeah.
Throw their record out because they play football. They don't start. You don't.
Right. They're going to lose a few games early because.
And his staff, say what you want about their staff, but their staff is with Coach Kramer there.
Yeah.
Ronnebaum, those guys.
They absolutely do not scout one Saturday night team opponent. They don't care. They don't care who they play on Saturday night. They're going to play more kids on Saturday night. They're going to go out and play. They don't care. They know everything there is to know about teams in the MAC. They know every play. Yep. They know everything that they're going to do.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, and he does. Give him credit, brother. Yeah. They know. Yep. And which is probably really smart because to get out of here, you got to beat all MAC teams.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, you're going to have to beat the MAC teams.
And I was listening to the pregame show the other night with Ron and those guys, and they do a lot of details about all the stuff. I think they were 2-8 to start or something. It was some really bad. Yeah. But counting, I think last night that they won?
Yeah.
I think that's 8 or 9 in a row that they've won. They're going at the right time.
Yeah.
Right.
And, you know, I think maybe one of the last games they lost was us at their place.
Yeah.
And they might have lost 1 or 2 since then. I can't remember exactly where they were in the schedule, but they've won virtually every game since then.
Since then, yeah.
And counting when they played us
Friday. I tell you what.
So, you know.
Don't be surprised if they ain't going to the regionals. I guarantee they're going to do that to Parkway, too.
Yeah. It's going to be hard for Coach Guttemiller to out-coach Doug Hughes.
Well, I don't even know if that's
I think some of those games that they've won, they've just outcoached them because they've done different things. But I'm not saying anything about anybody outcoaching, but he's not going to outcoach him.
Well,
so he's not. Coach Guttemiller isn't going to win the game. It's going to be the kid.
It's just going to decide on how the game goes. I mean, if it turns into that, you get 10 possessions and that's it, you know, and it takes forever and it's hard to beat teams.
And you know,
that game tomorrow night will be decided on who pisses down their leg or not.
Yep. Yeah, probably right.
I mean, probably Parkway's never been there. How long was the last time he's been there?
Exactly.
Parkway is probably the better team. They have the better players.
The Kenny kid
and the Hughes kid both are better than really anything Marion has to offer.
Yeah.
But Marion's been there.
Right.
This is not going to be something that Marion.
Absolutely.
Marion's going to have an unbelievable
football
fan base.
They're coming off state championships.
Yeah, it's going to be
that big game. You're exactly right.
Parkway's going to go into that game. Parkway's going to go into that game, and if they don't pee down their leg, Parkway's going to win that game.
They should.
And just my opinion, because they have the two better players. Mm-hmm. The problem is Hughes has been getting in foul trouble a lot. He cannot get in foul trouble tomorrow night. He's got to be on the floor.
He's definitely got to play.
He's got to be on the floor.
I think about Parkway, too. I mean, I watched him on WSN when they played Delphus.
Yep.
And I thought, good Lord, they're really good. They're playing really good ball right now. And then 2 days later, they went and played South Adams and got smoked.
Yeah.
And it's like, what happened?
Yeah, they got that point guard, the sophomore kid can play.
Yeah.
He had a huge second half. Is it It's not Stober.
Who could
Parkway.
Be? Parkway. Oh, yeah.
Is it Stober?
I think it is. Yeah.
Could be
Stober. And he ended up with 19 the other night. Kenny had 19.
Yeah.
It's a nice win over Minster. I think that was a tough one. Minster's been there, that.
Yeah, right. Minster's
senior-oriented team. Great. I agree with you. Coach McClurg does a great job over there.
He does.
And
I think the one thing that's going to be in Parkway's favor is Doug Hughes has been there, and he I think he can get the kids in the right mental frame.
Yeah, that'll be a great game.
If they were dealing with a coach that hadn't been there.
I'm supposed to go. I'm supposed to babysit Friday night, but I think I'm going to swing in there and watch that bad boy.
Watch
yeah. I think so. And get back to the Indians. And
oh, yeah. We forgot about that.
16-7. We finished the season. what we got coming back. You know, Grant Kanapke and Ian Holman Fee, we had them up here.
Good guys.
And love them.
How do you do better than those two kids?
Yeah, pretty good kids.
Yeah. And then, I seen in the paper where he did not, Coach Melton didn't give an interview after the game. I wish he would acknowledge the seniors.
Yeah,
I know you're mad
upset and stuff. Yeah,
but you should say you should go up Chris Shawn's and say I love my seniors. And he did it pregame and he talked about his seniors afterwards and stuff like that. But I don't care if you talk about the game or not. But just say hey, I'm. These kids
feel bad for my guys.
Yeah, I feel bad for my seniors.
Yeah,
but you know what? We got an unbelievable amount of talent coming back.
Boy, we do.
Yep.
I don't know.
Yeah, there's a couple of kids. The Ramble boy and the Judy boy are going to play a lot of basketball.
Well, they are, and
I guarantee you.
And where are we going
right
to put them?
They're going to fit right in there.
Well, you're going to play them.
Next year seniors.
You got.
They have to play.
We can't score. Our problem this year was we had a hard time scoring.
Right. Yeah. And these two kids, I think, can score.
Yeah.
Well, Regan and Ryan can put it in when they get the.
But they're not. But both of them lost their confidence the last 10 games of the season.
Yeah.
Both of them struggled scoring the last part of that season.
Yeah, they went through a little funks there.
And when you I'll tell you, Regan Martin looked really good through about 14 games,
early,
and he lost his stroke and he lost his confidence out there. And kids tend to, that affects them not only. On the offensive side, but it mentally, and they missed a couple assignments. And Ryan Post the same way. Ryan Post was fabulous for the first 18 games this season.
Yeah.
And he was another kid who got in a little funk at the end. But he played, he was tremendous. And he had, I think he led us one game late. He had 13 or 16 or something.
Yeah.
He can score.
Yeah. Okay? Oh, absolutely.
He's a slasher.
Yeah.
And with Grant in there, even when he didn't score, he played great games.
Yeah. He can slash and go to the hole, and he can hit that three when he gets confidence.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's a complete player. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. He's a complete player.
Good free throw shooter. So you look at that, and then you have, you look at that team, and I'm with you, Fee. Judy and Ramor are going to be on that. They're going to be on the floor next year.
Oh, I agree.
I mean, they're just too good.
And you got a point guard like Derek Judy. I'm telling you, he can get to the hole anytime he wants, and then when he don't, he can kick it, and somebody's going to have wide open shots.
Here's the problem with the whole deal, okay? You got some thoroughbreds there. You got Judy, you got Ramel, and you got Post, and you got Toby, and you got Smitty, and you got all these kids, and then you got Benny, and Benny's the, and I know Coach Melton's philosophy this year was let's slow it down, let's get it to our big guy, let's keep this game close, let's have a chance to win the game at the end, and that's all well and good, except when you don't win the game at the end, when you know.
Yeah.
So,
which early we had, St. Mary's game, barn burner. We won it on buzzer. You know, we had a couple buzzers early.
Yeah.
Especially it was going our way. And then
a lot of those early
didn't
games
go our way late.
Yeah. That we won against teams that I thought looked okay. Those teams ended up being really good teams.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we caught the right teams early, I think.
Yeah. And that's a coach, you know, that's something that Coach Mel's going to have to decide. He's going to have to decide. What is he? And I'm sure that he's sharp. He ain't no dummy. He's got to be thinking, boys. What do we do here? We have Brian Benn, who is an absolute stud. He's 6'5". He has a great touch. The problem is if you're going to play Judy and you're going to play Judy and you're going to play Rammel and you're going to play Smitty and you're going to play these guys who are thoroughbreds,
they want to get going.
And Brian doesn't fit in that. So here is my, and I've been thinking about this. Okay.
Okay.
I love Brian Benn. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. If I'm Coach Melton, and I'm not Coach Melton, and you know, I'm Brian Benn has got to shed 20 pounds. Brian Benn has got to shed 20 pounds. Brian Benn's got to be able to get up down that floor.
Yeah.
He's got to be able to give us six solid minutes of running his butt off. Because to me, when you have Judy and Rammel,
they're going to go.
And Ryan and Regan.
And that's the best thing they can do is get out in the open and go.
And Gavin Toby, that kid just wants to go. I mean,
them guys want to fly.
So you got to, and I would love to see Brian Benn. I love Brian Benn. I mean, one of my things about Coach Bayshore, who I never say bad about Coach Bayshore. I don't bash any coaches. One thing is that he didn't give Brian Benn any minutes at the varsity.
No, he didn't.
I thought Brian Benn could have helped that team 2 years ago.
Because he was pretty solid down JV.
Yeah, I agree.
He looked like, we're looking at needing somebody inside, and we didn't have it.
He's the best free throw shooter on the team. Brian Benn needs to slimmer down 20 pounds. He needs to do an Obi Toppin. He needs to do an Andre or a Wesson, a Caleb Wesson.
Yeah.
Something that slim him down. Give me some.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, he'd be the type of kid, if he dropped 20, he'll be slam dunking. He'll be all over the place.
If he were state champions next year.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
On the books right now, if you're listening, anybody out there listening, Brian Benn drops 20 pounds. Brian Benn gives me 6 minutes of balls to the wall.
Quarter time.
And we turn it loose next year. We are state champions.
Yeah.
You in or out?
I like it.
Yeah.
You in, Spencer, or not?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We got a lot of talented kids. Yeah.
Even let's say he grows 2 more inches and he's 6'7". If he turns that 330 into muscle, we're still in pretty good shape.
He's a man. He's a freaking man.
He's a man, John.
And he does get up and down that court pretty well.
I do. Yeah. But when you got...
Yeah.
These lunatics.
Yeah.
That want to go.
Derek Judy just wants to go 1,000 miles an hour.
He can't go fast.
Turn them loose.
Owen Judy can't shoot it fast enough.
Yeah.
And I want him shooting it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Come down the court.
Crank.
Shoot it.
You're wide open, Crank.
Kenny Hybe. Get across center court.
Rammel. What's his name?
Kale.
Kale Rammel will have 9 dunks in his career. As a sophomore.
Oh, he could.
Yeah. He's a jump. He just wants to go. Yeah,
he's a jumper.
We're turning him loose, coach.
Yeah.
Huh? You in or out?
Yeah.
Let's go.
I like it.
Let's get it up. But Benny, we need you, buddy.
Yep.
Chris Benn, if you're listening, we got to get rid of the wheat bread. What's he do?
Well, you don't have to eat all wheat bread.
What's my father's bread?
Our father's grain.
Our father's aren't in heaven.
Our father's grain.
Our father's grain.
Well, but that isn't all that it is. He's just a big
oranges and popsicles. That's all Brian Benn's allowed to
eat. First of all, if he did drop 20,
I love popsicles.
There's a lot of sugar in that.
Let me tell you a little story what he could do on a football field, too.
Yeah.
He could lead stuff. It would be crazy good.
Brian Benn is a mother.
Oh, he's the sky's the limit.
You drop 20.
He is so strong.
He can do that because he loves. You know what I love about Brian Benn? When Brian Benn goes in there and he gets an offensive rebound, he sticks it back in, he gets fouled. He freaking goes nuts. He is so fired.
He does like that the old conventional 3-point.
I love it. I love watching a kid with emotion like that.
Yeah, that's good.
I remember right that his dad used to do that too? Because I don't know if he really did that, but in my head, I'm thinking that's Chris Benn.
CB was pretty good.
He could do that, but I don't remember if I in my head he
CB
got that
was
excited
probably.
Too.
about 2 inches away from being really, really, really good.
Yeah, like all state.
Was he was probably 6'2", 6'3". If he was 6'5", 6'6", he'd have dominated everything.
At
6'2", he had 1,000 rebounds and 1,000 points, which is pretty unbelievably awesome.
1,000 rebounds. If you play 4 years, you average 10 rebounds a game for 4 years. Most players don't get 10 rebounds. No. Even a really good rebounder doesn't get 10 rebounds more than 3 or 4 times in a year.
He was always where the ball
was. He averaged 10. If you got 1,000 rebounds, you averaged 10 rebounds a game for 4 years.
Listen, we are going to turn this. We're going nuts next year.
You, me, and Fee?
Huh?
Yes.
Us three. We're going nuts.
We're going nuts.
We are going. We're already nuts.
We're crazy. Yes,
you are nuts.
Crazy.
Yeah, I can't doubt that. I'm not. There's no way to refute that.
Brian Ben is my father's bread.
Our father's grain.
We're going to cut back a half of that.
Well, I don't know if that's good or bad, because that stuff might not have fat in it.
It may not.
Okay, he's got to eat more.
Then he can eat more.
Well, and popsicles?
Popsicles has a lot of sugar.
Can't eat sugar?
We don't want to have sugar.
Well, I don't know. That sugar's fattening, but the right amount is perfect. So,
what else can we get him? Oranges. Can he have oranges?
Yeah, there's a lot of fiber in that, but that's also sugar. But you need sugar. You can't live without sugar.
We need him to run.
We got to get him running. Cross country. Who's our cross country coach?
I don't know.
Holly Gann. Brian Ben is running cross country next year. Yeah. You in or out?
First of all, I would have to think he would be a great one of them tossers that. But Holly was
shot put.
He'd have to be able to shot put it
and or 500 miles
or disc.
Yeah,
he could shot put it from Fort Garry and hit St. Henry.
Mm. And the dude will never stop smiling.
No.
Yeah.
No. Or sweating.
Yeah.
Huh?
That's awesome.
Let me tell you something. I freaking love. Okay, now I'm just, you know, I'm blowing crap, and I'm talking about next year, and I'm fired up because I got us winning state title next year.
We're good. We're going to be good.
I'm in.
Huh? You in?
Yep.
We're going to be good next year.
I mean, we are going to have...
Turn the horses loose.
It's going to be fun.
Here's what we're going to do, okay? We're going to look back.
We're going to score 100 points 17 times next year.
I don't know about that, but I'm telling you this. We're going to take this loss to Marion. And we're going to, and if I'm Coach Melton, I'm taking this tape. I'm watching this tape. I'm showing this tape to these kids all summer long.
Yeah, we can't have it.
Don't forget the feeling of that locker room, how you felt losing that damn game.
We shouldn't have won.
We need to fire up the... We got horses, baby.
Oh, yeah.
We got thoroughbreds. This freaking Judy kid...
Yeah, these aren't gallopers.
He is going to do nothing but play basketball.
Oh, I guarantee it.
That's all he's going to do.
You're talking about
Owen Judy.
Owen, not.
Derek probably will too.
But yeah.
Derek is, he don't do nothing else. He's going to run football. He's going to shoot basket. Right. Derek Judy, I wonder what he shot from 3-point land this year.
His game, I would say from midseason on, he had the best game. I mean, his game was phenomenal at the end of the year.
And he was.
He went over to games like the St. Henry game. I mean, he won games for us.
Yeah.
I mean, he was. And you couldn't stop him. He'd just fly right by everybody.
The first 10 games.
And he.
There goes Derek.
Take that Euro step thing they got now. He's doing that all the time, making laps. I love it.
The first 10 games, he was one of the players.
Here's what I'm telling you.
The last 10 to 15 games.
Write this number down. Fort Recovery. Everybody listen. If you're out there, listen.
Do we play Shawnee next year?
I don't care. I want to play them at home. Yeah, I hope we do.
We'll take a piece.
That's the only team we played this year that was more talent than we were.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Yeah. That one.
And they're all back.
Have a hard time winning that one.
1-800-DRURY.
Drury.
State rooms for next year.
Next year.
We're all staying at the Drury Hotel in Dublin.
Dublin.
I can tell you that isn't enough numbers for the thing.
1-800-DRURY-IN.
Drury Inn is probably right. Drury Inn.
You in or out?
I'm in.
Get your rooms.
Book it. Remember, we used to do that all the time.
You in or
finals,
out.
We start doing rooms.
Yeah, we want to have. We want to take over another hotel we did in 91.
We've done a couple.
People, these young kids don't know how much fun we had.
No, they have no idea.
They have zero idea what we went through.
They do not know how much fun.
These parents know that they have these kids, and they're like,
oh, yeah. They know.
I want my kid to experience. I want these kids to experience that.
Oh, it is. Yes. It's unbelievable.
Brian Ben, you're dropping 20. Derek Judy. Kale Rammel and Owen Judy.
Shoot.
I want you guys to live basketball. Kale's a good catcher.
Kale play a little baseball, too.
I understand that.
But those you know, baseball and football can also give them huge amounts of confidence in their abilities.
Oh, yeah.
And Clay Smith is a stud.
Yes.
Clay Smith can run like a deer, too.
Yep.
Let him go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Benny.
Go get him.
Benny, we got to have you.
Yep.
Benny. Yeah, 20, I need you to 20 or 25.
And, you know, we named...
I'll work out with him.
Yeah, we named Count Owen and Kale. We named eight guys. If we have eight
we're
tremendous
gone.
Players...
Daniel Patch is going to be 6'7", too, by the way.
Daniel Patch.
Oh, yeah. For,
just going to throw that in there. Something to do.
Jeez.
Yeah, he's got...
So how much better did he play in the second half?
He did.
JV?
The problem with Patch is you don't know what he is Cody Feeling. Dude's in left field. I mean, I love him. I love him to pieces. He left field. I don't know if he's going to... You don't know what he's going to do. But I'll tell you what. Whatever he does, I'm going to root for him.
I'm rooting for him.
And it may not be next year for him.
Yeah.
He's going to be something.
Our girls team this year was 18-6.
Mm-hmm.
Our girls team next year will have about the same record.
Should be close.
If not better.
I think better.
Because I think we're going to soften that schedule up a little bit. I think we OG and I think Liberty Benton are gone.
Good.
And I think we're bringing in, you know, and that team, our girls team, don't, you know, we got Wolf. We got the Wolf gang over there at Minster.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody else going to beat us.
No. I agree.
I think you're right there.
Huh?
We'll be favored in all
that. Yeah, the Etzler girl at New Knoxville is going to be really good, but she's not going to have a lot to go with her.
Hey! Are you scared? They'll be good. Gable girl.
Flutter, John. I said, we know they're Etzler. Everybody knew I was talking about Flutter.
They'll be good. New Knox will be good, but they ain't going to be no. Bring them on. Bring them on.
Anybody and everybody.
And then the boys.
Sky's the limit.
The free fee, you can take one. Folks, listen. 1-800-DREWRY. Get your rooms for next year. Whatever it is, Dublin, that's where we're all staying.
I'd like to have some alley-oop dunks, too.
We ain't dicking around. We're alley-oop dunking.
I like to ounce of a good old dunk. Ain't had one in a while.
We need a dunker.
Yep. We need somebody to start slamming, too.
You know who dunks? Freaking Dylan Evers.
Dylan?
Yeah, dunking machine.
Dunking machine.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's several of those guys. I just think that...
Yeah, Dylan might not be one of those superstars.
What the hell's that?
That's a, looks like a spam call.
Spam.
You want to talk
to him? Put them on.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, spam.
Got to tell them we're on the air.
No, you don't have to tell them.
Oh, yeah.
Hello,
you're on the air.
Who we got there?
Hello, my name is Ruth.
And hello, Ruth.
I'm coming into your life right now for a reason.
Is that
you're
awesome?
Like many people in the world that have been searching for a financial lifeline.
Yes,
I'm
struggling right now.
For more than 18 years, we've been showing regular people how to become financially liberated.
Well, I've been irregular for 3 years.
Exactly, you got nothing?
Can help you too. This is not some MLM or network marketing program or anything like that. Our system is unlike anything you've ever seen before.
Really?
So press 1 right now for more information about how we can help you become financial.
Awesome. Okay, cool. Am I mic on? Yeah, my mic's on.
Yeah. Well, you got to
turn it down a little bit.
I got to talk to this guy. I got this.
I'll let you do.
Come on, baby. What is this? Financial
ability? I don't know for sure. You just ask this Hank Dumman.
Okay.
I think they already
heard us. I'll turn you in.
Oh, dang it.
No,
that was completely recorded.
Hang up. We're done with him. We tried to get you. Neil, we helped you.
Yeah.
I was going to get you some bucks.
Well, what I like to do,
we're about loaded.
I like to talk to them and tell them it's recorded. You have to tell them it's recorded.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. And mess with them. My favorite thing, and most of the time I can do it, is get them to cuss at me and hang up.
So, really?
Yeah.
Hey, I got a text here. Kim Wendell.
Kimmy.
Christy Diller's cross country coach.
Wow. Christy Diller.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to. Christy Diller to call Brian Benn. I'm getting us a state title.
State title.
Christy Diller, call Brian Benn. Okay.
We got it.
And then we got to get him eating my father's wheat bread.
Yep. Our father's grain.
Our father's grain.
Hell, man.
And then we're eating, what else we got? Oranges.
Oranges are good.
Well, she'll know.
Who will?
Christy will know what to tell him.
What else we got to get him?
We don't need to decide.
Guacamole.
That probably has a lot of
fat. Guacamole.
We will let Christy decide. Look at her, look at us. Guess who has the better idea of what you're supposed to eat?
I think she looks a little better than we do.
I'm saying I weigh 60 pounds more than I did in high school.
You are fat.
And I am just saying.
Your duster weighs 10 pounds.
She probably, well, that just caused all the food stuff.
She's got some food stuck in there.
she has a little better idea of what we should eat. We don't need to give her
no instructions.
Hints. We don't need just tell Brian. Need to tell her to tell Brian what to eat.
All right, then,
and it may include our father's grain.
Okay, so here's my other plan for Coach Melton. All right, Coach, listen. If you're listening,
yep.
I'm sure he's not, but he could be.
Never know.
No scrimmages.
Nope.
What?
No scrimmages next year.
Okay.
You ready?
I'll keep listening. Okay.
First game, we score 106 points.
Yep. I'm in on that.
Unload them.
We're just going to go nuts.
Yeah.
We are just going to go absolute crazy. We're going to fire up 29 three-pointers first game.
Yes.
Owen Judy is going to shoot 10.
Yep.
Well, let's see.
Come across.
That's 87 points out of our 106.
We ain't going to make them all.
Okay.
We're going to make like 12.
No. We'll make 15 or 29.
12 or 29?
15 or 29 is
106.
We can't get
points the first game.
We got to have a lot of possessions.
Derek Judy is going to.
Well, we get steals and
100. We got to go 100.
15 seconds per possession. Yeah.
No scrimmages. First game, 106 points.
106.
Brian Ben's going to weigh 240. What's he weigh now? 300?
I think he's supposed to be 330 in football. I'm going to say if we can get him to 275.
When he makes a shot and gets fouled and gets fired up. Fired up over there.
You get a dirty car.
I love it.
Because you know he's making the foul shots.
No doubt.
Tremendous free throw.
He has a better, and I haven't seen these stats, he has a better free throw percentage than he does from 2 feet because he usually misses the first one, gets fouled.
Doesn't
get the call,
yeah,
and then he gets the rebound, puts it in. So he's shooting 50% from there.
He has a good 75. Touch around the basket.
He does.
I understand what Coach Melton wanted. I understand our philosophy this year.
Well, yeah,
down there.
But this next year, it's
here we go,
yeah.
Roadrunner.
Oh, we'll have to get to make sure Chuck gets that sound
Chuck's
effect.
An idiot.
Get that sound effect for the.
Yeah.
For the
every time Derek G goes 100 mile an hour, makes
they do all kinds of sound effects over at Mary.
Yeah, Pope. I know.
They
so do. We got to get that's nicknames for these kids.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to work on. So we're going to give everybody's going to nickname next year.
Flash.
Yeah, like right now, like my I'm. Nah. Did you see what I am now?
Uh-oh.
Snacks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's my new nickname.
That was Snacks awesome. Stogler.
Snacks Stogler.
I like it.
You in or out, Neil?
I like it.
That's awesome.
You in or out? Yeah, I like it.
I saw that was awesome.
That big fat guy got the conference player of the week, too. Did you see that?
That's great.
Because of the publicity he brought to their conference. Yeah. Now, I think that's awesome.
Yes.
That is. Cool.
Yeah. Now, you know, I don't know enough about all these names, but there's probably some names in Fast and Furious that we want to kind of use to throw in with our guys, too. But
Speed Demon.
Speedy Gonzalez and all that kind of stuff.
Imagine Gavin Toby going 100 miles an hour. He won't stop till he hits a wall.
Well, he did
that. Hey, Gavin, stop.
Junior or sophomore year, last year, in JV, he did that 10 times where you get the rebound, go to the other end, and if you were in his way, you'd have a footprint. You'd have a shoe print on your face.
Yep.
He just put his face right, you know, he'd go up and put his shoe right in your face and go up and make a layup.
Boys, so our grades for our boys, I'm going team and coach B. I'm giving them B's.
B's are good.
Yep.
All right. A's for the girls, B's for the boys. Next year, boys win state.
Sky's the limit.
Girls get beat state semis by Fort Laramie.
Yeah, I don't know what Fort Laramie has coming back, but they always have a great program.
Man, don't matter.
We take that or not?
They're down here. Yeah,
if Coach Gans listens, don't feel any pressure.
Can I stay down there for the whole week?
Yeah.
Now you're talking.
You'll have to talk to Rich about that.
Let me call Drury and see what rooms are for a week.
Just we want a week. We're just going to stay the whole week.
Yeah. Week long.
Well, it'd be 10 days.
Yeah.
Wednesday through Saturday night. Yep. So it's 10 days.
Okay.
Yeah, so 10 days. They ought to give them a month.
No, mate. let's go. We'll go for the finals.
Okay.
Well,
I think we're going to be down there for the girls, too.
All right, so we're going Thursday, hotel rate from Thursday to the following. We're going to stay Saturday night, or we're going to come back?
Depends on when our game is. If our game's on.
Let's stay Saturday night.
Yeah, we'll stay.
One, two?
If it's 10:30 in the morning.
So we got to get the Drury for 10 days.
Yep. 10 days.
Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That's 10.
10 days.
10 days is perfect.
Will you commit right now to paying for me and Fee's hotel room?
Yes.
If we're there, perfect. Girls and boys.
Yes.
Right now.
We'll be doing live remotes all week.
We're on all week.
All week.
From the Drury.
Oh, yes. By the Fee, by the pool. Here's our shout out by the pool.
Yeah, that's right.
And I promise Chuck will be able to figure out how we can do that remotely.
I want to do it while I'm in the pool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my headset on.
Like
what are you guys doing? We're swimming, but we're Drury.
We're in the Drury swimming.
Well, boys and girls.
We might have to get extensions and have the microphones
out.
Hanging out over so the microphones and the electronics.
Boys will be here.
No, I don't care. You can light us up.
What?
Just shock us. Don't kill us.
Well, there might be other people in the pool.
Well, they can.
We don't need to kill.
We'll warn them.
And we can't poop in the pool.
No pooping in the pool.
Well, you're not supposed to.
No pooping in the poop.
But anymore, I can't control it. I'm a flapper. Year from diaper.
Bad flapper.
Seriously, I can't even do it anymore.
I'm done.
I'm a train wreck.
I seen you were putting potatoes up your butt the other day.
What? For hemorrhoids.
Hemorrhoids.
Frozen potatoes, home remedy. Stick a frozen potato in your butthole. Takes care of
it. I saw a Facebook thing on that, and the reply I saw was, it's a really good way to defrost tater tots. That's all it is.
Somebody else said, or Calvin said, did he say use a carrot?
Hey, why not just have a gerbil?
Yeah, like don't matter.
Like the old days, like when you were younger. And
Fee, how old are you?
56.
I'm 55.
Yep.
Next year.
I'm 53.
Hey.
53.
We don't have many years left to go to Wynn State.
Yeah. No, we got to get her done, boys.
We got her.
Minnie, we're running with you. Me and Bubba are running with you every day.
You want to?
Have you.
Yep.
Yep.
Bubba will be on his golf cart. I'll be on the...
We'll run the track.
I can't do a bicycle.
We're going Big P walking, or what are we
going
to do?
Yeah, we're going around Big P.
Benny, God love you. We need you, brother.
Yes. Oh, I love it.
Coach Melton, no pressure. We're going state next year. We're winning it. State? We ain't losing a damn thing either.
Nope. We're beating the crap out of
everybody. I am not. Second place sucks.
Nope. Yeah. It ain't happening.
Yeah. The only team we want to lose to next year that I could tolerate
don't
is
say Shawnee. No, we want. We want.
We want to win, but
George Mangus in our gym.
Bring him on.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they have some other very good players.
They are really good.
Yeah, they're really good. Yeah, so I won't be mad if we lose to them. Everybody else, I'm going to be.
So you got us 21-1.
Yep.
Season and 6-8-0. Well, we'll get a bye.
27-0.
So you guys finishing the year at 28-1.
28
champion.
State champs.
I'm good with that.
Okay.
Right. Or whatever.
We'll make that work.
We might have
28-1. State champs.
And, you know, if things go right, we might beat Shawnee.
Right, at our place, we're going to be undefeated. Yeah. They're going to be undefeated.
If Mangus gets a little intimidated and misses a few shots, we can beat that. We can win that.
We want to sell out that game next year at Fort Carey. First sellout we've ever had.
That'd be big.
Yeah, because when Pat Niekamp,
they're going to be undefeated. We're going to be undefeated.
Yeah, we had a full gym many times.
We never sold it out. Pat Niekamp was too tight.
Yeah, Pat Niekamp says that they got $5, they're coming in the door.
Yeah, we get
it. Now, they didn't get in the gym, but they were in the building.
We get in the building.
Yeah, that's it. Next year, we're selling out Shawnee.
I like it.
And other games, because we're going to be that much fun to watch.
We're going to be good.
I think, well, you know, we...
Speedy Gonzalez and a Roadrunner.
Meep, meep.
Yep.
And we're going to...
A whole bunch of other things.
Yeah, but. Owen Judy and Kale Rammel.
Yep.
And we are going to be...
People, let's assign some things to some people, to our listeners.
Yeah.
Come up with names for our fast...
Rockets.
Yep.
Anything. Ronnie, we don't have a Ronnie, so we can't have a Ronnie the Rocket.
We're going to figure it out.
Yeah, we'll have nicknames for everyone.
We got all summer.
And we'll just blow everybody out of the gym, and it'll just be...
I like it.
It'll be entertaining.
Not
and
the ending we wanted this year.
Nah, Well, disappointed.
We had a great season following the Fort Recovery.
We did.
We are truly blessed to be able to sit on this microphone, interview these kids, talk Indian basketball. What a great thing for us to do.
Oh, man. Sit at that scores table.
Yeah.
There's nothing funner than looking over at our fans.
And them damn boys always come by and high five our ass. And
I love
it.
We're
like,
we want to get up
with these guys.
Yeah, we want to get out there with you.
Yeah. And
that's big.
You guys, and I've been for a long time, I was sitting behind Bob and Big P when the scorer's table was in the stands. And then after that, you kind of get to watch Big P and Bubba and Fee and Bubba. And you guys, those kids love you guys because they know you love
them. I
got
a text here. I need some of the stuff you guys are smoking or drinking.
God, I hope that isn't Coach Melton.
I love it.
No, I can't find the Roadrunner, but we can do this.
We'll figure it out.
Yep,
we got sounds.
Go
we got everything.
I didn't have the sound effect.
Yeah, let's go watch UD tonight, brother.
Yep, let's do it.
Sports Talk presented by
Wayne Street Market.
Folks, we'll see you next week, and we're going to start talking. We turned
sports.
We're
going to have to switch her to the old spring sports time.
We're going to have a great spring.
It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. Softball, baseball,
and again, track. we're planning to, and I'm pretty sure we're going to get it done. We're going to broadcast all the boys' baseball games, and we're going to record all the girls' softball games that will be in the archive to listen to later. And when they are not,
who's doing a baseball this year? Announcing
baseball? Well, I'm assuming that my friend Bob and Dave Kalp.
Have you talked to the mayor?
No, I have not talked to either. But there
can't
are
imagine he may or not being in.
Nope.
Yeah, but I haven't talked to
What's
you either
the,
about it. But I would
over under on how many times we eat at B Dubs.
Keyhole pizza.
Keyhole has one.
Look at our schedule.
We have a Houston on a Friday night. I saw that.
Do we?
Yeah, we have Houston on Friday night. Look out, boys.
Shoot, we're done.
That's perfect.
All right, should I bring our trailer so we can talk? Todd,
we're loading them up. Yeah. We're loading them up this year.
I can't remember what that one was about. We drove Todd Owens' truck back.
Folks, life is good.
Life is good.
That was the night we won a couple $1,000s.
We were on fire.
He was out there dancing a couple fat chicks in his baseball jersey.
Shaking a leg.
Hope our leg director didn't hear about that.
Hey, it wasn't an official thing.
Nope.
No, but he did have his jersey on.
Exactly right. All right, folks, we'll talk to you next Wednesday night. Sports Talk.
The Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.